Can you just talk us through how this Middle Order role has come about for you and the thinking behind it?
Yeah, we sort of didn't get off to the best start, and at the top I was struggling to find the gaps, and I think the power play was becoming important and we couldn't quite get away. So Maitland Brown was striking the ball so nicely down the, I guess, middle order, and I think Lottie partly felt like just giving me a break from that role and trying something different when we'd lost matches, and we've won 3 games since. So when you've got a winning formula, and to be honest, you know, like, I'm always gutted when I guess you're not able to do the role you're picked for, but it's actually been really refreshing after opening for so many years to sit on the sideline and watch the game unfold and be in a different situation every time rather than being 0-0 when you go out to open. So look, I'm embracing it, and if I can keep doing a job, then I'm happy.
How frustrating was that little stretch? As you said, a lot of shots going to fielders. And the one time you don't get the air, it's caught. As a batter, when you hit them that well, how frustrating is it the runs don't come?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a battle, and you know, you go out there every game and tell yourself to be positive, but you seem to keep finding the field. And I think what's nice about batting in the middle order is there's gaps, and often the field's back, so you can be 5 off 5, where I was finding myself being 0 off 5, and then you look for the big boundary. So yeah, look, I backed myself at the top, and I just wasn't able to get us off to the starts. And, you know, it'd been frustrating with New Zealand before this as well, so it has been refreshing, and just to get some confidence and some runs and be not out at the end of the game too.
You talk about frustration. I think Nicola Carey was pretty frustrated at the end of a few of your shots. Is it a sense of relief? Is relief the right word for you, though, that the runs are starting to come as one of the international players? Are you living up to the hype in your role?
Yeah, it's funny because it's different because it's not opening. It's just almost a sense of enjoyment. I think maybe if I'd kept going through the opening role, it would have been more relief. But it's fun, and batting should be fun. And I think, you know, when I open the batting and I get to the back 2 or 3 overs, I am able to play those shots, but you don't always bat the whole innings. So I guess with my experience and knowing my game, being able to be there at the end, you know, and not having to bat the whole way through, which is great if you do. But maybe there's a little bit of relief. Probably proud of just how I've stuck to my guns and knowing that the runs will come. And this team's really backed me, and it's been a lot of fun just to do something different after all these years.
As you mentioned, coming down the order, it's seen Maitland go up. Have you been working with Maitland at all to try and get her head around opening the batting and kind of what that entails?
Yeah, we actually had a funny chat about just empathising for each other, because I said, as an opener, you don't understand what number 5 and 6 are going through when they're sitting there watching the team be 3 for nothing. And as an opener, when you can't find the gaps as much as you'd like, you sort of feel like, oh, I just take the game on, but it's much easier said than done. So we've just been talking about each other's role and, you know, how you can get into the innings and maybe, you know, the singles early in the power play. And she's been great at playing those tucks around the corner, so I embraced a bit of Maitland Brown in me tonight.
Aside from you going down the order, has anything actually changed with the six, like, off the field? Like, obviously a slower start to the season you would have liked. I think it's around the trot now. 2 points outside the top 4, you've got a bit of momentum now. Has anything actually changed?
No, and I think that's the beauty of this group, is they're so calm and so experienced. When you've got Charlotte Edwards and Elise Perry leading, they've seen so much in the game and they're not that phased, so we've just gone about our business as usual, and we knew there was just a little bit of luck we needed in that thunderstorm. We thought was another bit of bad luck, but it actually flipped the other way for us, and once you get that in the game, you've got to ride it. So we've kept really consistent, which I think is the really nice thing, and everyone stayed up and about and had great attitude to everything we've done.
Awesome.
Thanks, Susie.
Thanks. Cheers.